Masechet Bikurim Perek Aleph Mishnah Tet Uminayin Shulchayim Bachor Yusam Achiyobi Lahar Abayis. And how do we know that you're responsible for the Bikurim until they are brought to the Har Abayis? As we said in the previous mission, that if something happens to the Bikurim prior to them being brought to the Beit HaMikdash, they have to be replaced. But if you already brought the Bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash and they become Tame in such a case, you do not have to replace the Bikurim. And the Mishnah asks, how do we know they are responsible to replace the Bikurim prior to them having been brought to the Beit HaMikdash? So Neymar is learned down from the following pasuk: Reishis Bikurei Agmascha, Tavi Beit Hashem Elokecha. The first fruit of your land should be brought to the house of Hashem, your God. We learn from there that you are responsible for the Bikurim until they're brought to the Har HaBayis. That since the pasuk said, Tavi Beit Hashem Elokecha, they have to be brought to the house of Hashem, your God, so something happened to the Bikurim prior to them being brought to the Beit HaMikdash, so you have to replace them. But once they've been brought to the Beit HaMikdash, even if they become Tamei in the Beit HaMikdash before you had a chance to give it to the Kohen, you would not have to replace them. You would simply give the basket to the Kohen without the fruit. Haresha Hevi Mimin Achar Bekorah. The Chazar of the Hevi Mimin Achar. In a Korah. Somebody who already brought Bikurim from one type of fruit to the Beit HaMikdash. And then, subsequently, he brought Bikurim the same year from a different type of fruit. In such a case, he would not read the parsha Arami Obed Avi the second time. As even though the second time is bringing a different type of fruit than the first time, but since he already brought Bikurim that year and already read the parsha of Arami Obed Avi, he no longer can read the parsha of Arami Obed Avi again, even though he could go ahead and bring the Bikurim from a different type of fruit. Now the Mefarshim speak out that this Mishnah is necessary according to Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning to say, Rabbi Yehuda said in Mishnah Zayin, somebody who separates Bikurim from his field and subsequently sells the field. The buyer could bring Bikurim from the same type of fruit that the seller brought Bikurim from, even the same year. And they both could read the parsha of Arami Obed Avi, even though they're both bringing fruit from the same field. So you would think that maybe also Rabbi Yehuda holds that the same person could bring Bikurim from two different types of fruit the same year and read the parsha of Arami Obed Avi both times. So therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that that's not the case, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, one person cannot read the parsha of Arami Obed Avi in the same year two times. Only two different people who are bringing Bikurim can both read the parsha of Arami Obed Avi in the same year, even though they're bringing Bikurim from the same field. But one person who brings Bikurim twice, even though the second time he's bringing Bikurim is from a different type of fruit than the first time, he cannot read the parsha in the same year two times. Second Bikurim Parakalam Mishnah Yod Be'elam Be'em Bikurim. The following people would bring Bikurim and would also read the parsha of Arami Obed Avi when they bring the Bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash. Min Atzeres Ba'anachat, Bikurim that is brought between Shavuos and Sukkot, you would read the parsha of Arami Obed Avi, and that is a Zman Simcha. That's when you have Simcha. As opposed to if you bring Bikurim after Sukkot, which is not a Zman Simcha, you would not read the parsha of Arami Obed Avi. Me Shivas Haminim, Bikurim is only brought from the seven Minim that Eretz Yisrael is praised for. You would not bring Bikurim from any other type of fruit. May Peros Shabahar, Bikurim is brought from the pears that grow in the mountain. As Bikurim is always brought from superior quality fruit, and the fruit that grows in the mountain is of a superior quality. Meet tomorrow Shabbat. When you bring Bikurim from dates, you would not bring Bikurim from dates that grow in the mountain. Instead, you would bring Bikurim from dates that grow in the valley. And the important aspect of the dates is the honey. As the Pasuk said, the Eretz Zayin Shemen Udvash, the Pasuk mentions honey, not the dates. And the dates that grow in the valley have more honey than dates that grow in the mountain, so even though maybe the dates that grow in the mountain are better quality eating dates, but the dates that grow in the valley are better for Devash, so therefore you bring the Bikurim from the dates that grow in the valley. And when you bring Bikurim from olives, you would bring Bikurim from olives, they can extract oil from it. As the Pasuk says, Eretz Zayin Shemen, so therefore you would bring Bikurim from the olives, they can extract oil from them. Me'ever ha'yarden. Bikurim is brought from pears that grow on the other side of the yarden, where the Bnei Reuben and Bnei Gad and Chati Sheva Menashe live. Even though the Ever ha'yarden is not considered an Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash, it's not a land flowing with milk and honey, but it is part of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore it's included in that which the Pasuk says, Ha'adama Asher Nesatali, the land that you gave me. So since it's included in Eretz Yisrael, even though it's not an Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash, Bikurim would be brought from the Eber HaYarden. Rabbi Yosef HaGlili Omer, Ein Mevim Bikurim Eber HaYarden, She'eno Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvash. Rabbi Yosef HaGlili argues, he holds that Bikurim is not brought from Eber HaYarden, since it's not a land that is flowing milk and honey, even though, of course, Rabbi Yosef Galili admits that it is part of Eretz Yisrael that was given to Klal Yisrael, but according to Rabbi Yosef Galili, Bikurim is only broad from the main part of Eretz Yisrael, which is the Eretz Zavah, Atzcholot, Uzvash.